You have them both. Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P23001 regarding Paul Cote. The time is now 9:14 a.m. on May 15, 2023. My name is Greg Raymond. I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title and purpose. I'm going to begin with Mr. Eden to my left, all the way around to the end, ending with Ms. Cornett, and then we'll go to those joining us remotely.
Board staff, Brandon Eden.
Judith Stiefley, executive director.
Orlean Ware, enforcement manager.
Michael Weir, land surveyor.
Dan Francedic, land surveyor, EAC member.
Chantel Cornett, public EAC member.
Okay, Mr. Cornett, Cote.
Paul Cote, RLS, on the respondent in case P23001.
Okay, Mr. Neff.
Yep. Jeffrey Neff, Mr. Cote, ready.
Okay, and I want to go to board counsel, Mr. Scott Donald.
Thank you. Scott Donald, Assistant Attorney General, acting as board counsel.
Okay, thank you, everyone. A few reminders, this meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important so when I go back to review the audio recording, I will know who said what. To avoid disruptions, cell phones must be completely off or placed in silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. I would like to remind attorneys present today that the meeting today is purely an investigative interview so that the committee members reviewing the case are able to ask your client questions to help them determine a recommendation to make to the board. We ask that only the respondent and alleger answer questions being asked by the committee members during the interview process because the purpose is to have professionals investigate the allegations. You will have the opportunity to provide a brief statement to the committee after interviews have been completed, but this is not the proper time for legal arguments. The Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on June 30th, 2022, related to a minor land division project in Tucson, Arizona, in June of 2022. The Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify as yes or no. I'll start with Mr. Weir.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Francedic.
Yes.
Ms. Cornett.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I have to find myself. Sometimes I lose myself on my brief. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with alleged respondent and then witnesses. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. Okay, at this time, I will call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion.
Dan Francetic, I'll move for that.
Mike Weir, I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, we'll do a roll call vote. Mr. Weir?
Yes.
Mr. Francetic?
Yes.
Ms. Cornett?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes unanimously. I am ending the first public session now. What's the time? 9:19 a.m.